prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 June 2025. And I want you to pull up a chair if you're able to do it. Get a glass of tea or whatever you want to sip on. We're going to discuss some things tonight that are very, very important as far as the way our nation is heading. And we're going to talk to Pastor Doug Thornton about this also. Let him share his insight. But this can be a very serious discussion. We're going to cover some different news and events. So you all just hang in there and join us in the conversation when you can. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls, talk for a while if possible, fill orders, take donations, whatever you want to do. I try to make myself available to everybody at least once a week. Please pick up the phone and call me. And I want to apologize to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, I got your message today, and I was out taking care of errands. I plumb forgot. Daryl, I'm sorry I didn't call you today. Forgive me for that, please, my friend. But anyway, you can call me though anytime. And normally, I get the message and I do call back. I think this is the first time I can remember I've ever forgotten to call somebody to try to get a hold of me. But it happens. I get behind on things sometimes. So sorry about that, Daryl. And there's a lot of things on mind today, folks, we're going to share with you now. A lot of things on mind that have me very concerned for our future of our nation and for what we might want to call normalcy in this country. Normal is dying away very quickly in this country. And after, especially after 9/11, what all happened there, and what happened with COVID, normal will never come back. Normal, as we knew it, as I was growing up, will never come back to this country. Well, what's happening right now in this country with the riots and the, I guess you say almost insurrections, it could get very, very bad at a very quick pace. I've had numerous sources contact me in the last 2 or 3 days, 4 days, warning us about this weekend, especially Saturday the 14th. I've heard it now on other talk shows that I have some respect for. Warning about this. Then, of course, on the mainstream news, they're talking about riots breaking out all over the country, major cities, Boston, New York, other places are breaking out. It's coming, I think, to a head soon. And even rumors going around that Trump may declare the Insurrection Act, and that will give him full ability to bring in troops if he wants to. We'll discuss that too, folks. There's a lot to talk about with Doug Thornton tonight, and Doug is no rookie when it comes to these kind of things. So let's bring him up. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Bush, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Doug. But like I was saying, I forgot to call a friend of mine back today because I was on so many different things, and I apologize for that again, Daryl, I do. But nonetheless, I'm concerned With what's he coming? I've been on this earth now for over three quarters of a century. And the insanity in the last 20 years especially, in the last 10 years, in the last 5 years, has quadrupled. The insanity, the immorality, the no nonsense, I mean, all the nonsense going on. And I just was reading a book today, a lady gave me, named Diana Kinnerman wrote a book, a very good book. And she said in there, fear plus confusion equals control. I thought, wow, good way to put it. People become scared. They're confused. They want to do. So somebody steps in and says, okay, we'll take care of it. That's called control of the masses. And Doug, I know you guys see this. You've been involved in a lot of things I've never been involved in. I know for sure that you see this and are concerned, are you not?
Yeah, it is it's a slippery slope. And I will advocate both for and against it.
I understand. Once again, I understand.
I try to be reasonably objective when I look at these things, and I look at the totality of circumstances. And the two biggest things right here is the Posse Comitatus Act and the Insurrection Act. So, I mean, the Posse Comitatus Act, basically explained, is a law that generally prevents the president from using the military as a domestic police force, as the way the Crown did back in the 1700s. The Insurrection Act lets the president deploy military domestically and then use it for civilian law enforcement. But it's very vague. Both are about 150-year-old laws from the 18th century. So there probably could be some better guidance on it, but even so, that's a slippery slope when we start having people rewrite what laws meant to be.
It is.
So it's all about interpretation.
Well, William Pitt said this a long time ago. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Wow. Now, that being said, I'm like you. I have to look at this from both sides, and I see merit, some merit on both sides. Although I'm very, very, I err to the cautious side with what William Pitt said from the times he lived through. But on the other hand, I'm going to just share, if I could, a part of an article here. The rioters in Los Angeles were getting boxes and boxes of shields, bionic shields, handed out to them. They cost $60 a piece, by the way. They were getting them in pickup truck loads, and no one is real sure where they come from, but people aren't talking about it. But these shields were passed out of a vehicle, and this is the article, and this is what it says. I'm trying to find the exact article here. That they're almost like solid face masks, akin to helmets, being handled out of the back of a pickup truck by two women while a masked driver waited for them to unload the goods. The footage has sparked concerns among some that external agitators are facilitating riots by equipping crowds for potential clashes with the police or National Guard. Now, folks, I have no doubt that's true. There are many that happened on January 6th, and external agitators come in, did the same thing. But I do know that for sure that there's money behind these groups. Some of the parties that could be involved are the Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and the Service Employees International Union. One of these groups, the Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles, had received millions of dollars in government funding. So I do believe, Doug, that these have been instigated by powers, not by individuals that are just, we'll say, just regular people, but they're being paid. And actually, they're advertising on June 9th, an actual Craigslist advertisement seeking extremely tough, brave men for $6,500 to $12,500 per week and they begin circulating on the social media. Users on X posted the screenshots as proof that ongoing Los Angeles immigration protests were orchestrated and well-funded chaos. Now, this is actually happening. This ad appeared on Craigslist.org at 1:20 p.m. Pacific time on June 5th, 2025, one day before the immigration protests began in Los Angeles. So this is actually happening, and they're advertising for people to go and get paid to instigate these riots and maybe cause violence and do what they're doing right now. Any comments on that?
Well, where do I sign up? That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's more than I made last week. But you know,
that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened in the past before. It's happened before. They were paid insurrectionists.
So you have, in my experience of dealing with riots, and if people don't know, I worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 12 years. And for the last 5 or so of those years, all I dealt with was riots on a specialized response team that I was part of. So you have paid agitators.
Yes.
And then you have paid demonstrators. Okay. And then you have the people that are paid to bring it all together and to steer and direct. So a lot of these are paid for by law firms, democratically controlled law firms. We knew that from the ones that we would arrest and that we would talk to. And then you have the not paid agitators. Now, here's where it goes dangerous both ways. At any point in time, you never know what the crowd is going to do when you were in a riotous situation, when everything's been declared unlawful assembly, that you must evacuate the area, you must flee the area, you may be subject to all different types of crimes and arrests and, you know, munitions from crowd control agents. Well, you have no idea what's going to happen. And when typically law enforcement is almost always outnumbered by the protesters, rioters, agitators, and we are in a localized area, everyone knows what we look like. We typically move together in small units, and the rioters will surround you. They're all over the place. Could be snipers on the roof, could be improvised explosive devices, could be someone with a suicide bomb vest. There's all different types of stuff. We've taken guns off of people in crowds. We have recovered IEDs in the crowd that were trying to be used against us. They've thrown Molotov cocktails at us. They've threw all different types of incendiary devices, destructive devices, which would be a manufactured commercial grade firework that would be used as kind of like a homemade explosive.
They're doing that in Los Angeles right now, by the way. Go ahead.
Right now. One thing that was very clever and hurt very badly is they were using slingshots and marbles and ball bearings.
Oh, yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Anyone ever been in a BB gun war, a dang ball bearing hurt, and it hurts. They were throwing cans of food at us, and police would stop them, question them, where are you going with all this? I'm going home to feed my family. That was a common theme that we heard when we would arrest people or detain people, and they had all this canned goods on them. What are you doing with all these canned goods at a rut? I was just going home to feed my family, and I ended up in this thing. I'm like, okay, that's why it says ACAB across the side of it. And that's why it's used to be thrown at officers. You never know what they're throwing at you either, by the way. They just recently, there were L.A. officers that were underneath an overpass. Did you see this video?
I did.
And
a
guy drops a heavy object from about 80 feet up and direct hits an officer on the helmet, and I could only imagine severely jammed his neck. And you could kill somebody doing that. So,
of course you can.
So with police, we have to apply maximum restraint. Because this isn't Russia where the riot police riot you, though I'm starting to really lean that direction. The thing about this is that if we continue to make ourselves an available target, police, if we continue to make ourselves an available target, then they're going to continue progressing in their acts of violence. I do believe eventually you need a force to come in and to shut it down, but not the way it was done in 2020 when we were just playing cat and mouse. But there was a point in time when we're just out there beating them with sticks and paintball guns and running them down. And I mean, prosecutors say they're not going to prosecute anything. Don't even write a ticket. So we would just repel them and get back in our line and repel them and get back in our line.
And that's the arrest. That again was another setup scenario. Well, you couldn't win. It's like being in the Vietnam era, and you knew you weren't meant to win that war. After a while, we figured it out. The same kind of idea on a smaller scale. And now we're seeing it again. Yeah. I do believe this is a pre-planned situation. I have no doubt about that. And paid for.
I do.
People just mentioned. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it absolutely is paid for. Let me see if I still got the article up. There was a fella who was part of this pay. Let me see. Do I got the guy's name up here or not? No, I don't understand. Anyways, he's some guy out of California. Heavy set, bald, white guy with glasses. He's some billionaire. And they've already found that he has been sending or funding these little protests, riots. But George Soros, likewise, the Democratic Party, DNC, likewise. And I don't know. I don't believe the left-right paradigm. I don't believe that the Republicans are the ultimate good guys and the Democrats are the ultimate bad guys, because both of them are bad. And I think if you don't believe that at this point in time, you're foolish. Well, here's the thing. I think my opinion, not that Doug is right, I believe the Democrats are willfully setting these people up, stirring these people up to commit some sort of a heinous crime. That way, either military or law enforcement does fire into the crowd of people, does kill people, and then we can really start ratcheting this thing up. And then we can really start pushing that insurrection and the rioting and the terrorism. And while we're all distracted.
Absolutely.
While we're all distracted, the actual foreign terror cells start their actual acts of terrorism, assassination, deploy biological weapons, and attacking the power grid.
Well, I do know some of the same source I just mentioned about the upcoming riots said Saturday. Now, this is only what I've heard. I am not saying this is going to happen. That some of the terror cells may even this Saturday make themselves known in this country. And it would make sense in the middle of a massive insurrection, we'll say, they could, what more chaos could you cause than to bring in who knows what, a suitcase nuke or just bomb blown up federal building somewhere? How much more will the people take before they panic? That's my question. People are already scared. They're already nervous, and I don't blame them. But if this would happen, talk about a panic in the streets. We'll have to hit the power grid, Doug. Well, if the power went off and people lost their cell phones, you couldn't play cell phones. And I know that sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke. How would people act to that?
Well, the thing about it is, it's not that you're going to lose your cell phone. It's people don't know how to have life without a cell phone.
Well, that's the whole point. Yes, and they would panic because how would they call anybody? I mean, people would really go into panic because they can't call their friends or family. They'd be more or less shut down if the power goes off and the grid goes down in some areas, and it could happen. Talk about something huge.
There's people who legitimately can't read a map.
That's true. That's
very
true.
And the only way they know how to get back home every day is through Google Maps or iMaps. What it will do is it will expose the vulnerability of a society that has wholly forgotten what your ancestors used as common sense survival tactics. And we'll all be screwed for it. That's what will happen. The moment power goes off, I think it's predicted the first day, 60 to 90,000 people will die the first day. Not an EMP, just the power goes off. So if the power goes off, then it can be restored. But it's going to take a long time. And unfortunately, our large transformers and many other devices like that, they're made overseas, and it takes time to make them.
Absolutely.
And that is if our dear friends from China will make them for us, or
that's
North Korea,
true.
Or South Korea, wherever. But here's the thing. What I've been saying since Biden became president, and it's kind of like it touches all ideas for all of us. Because I think every one of us, people listening to us right now, probably have a sense of, well, I think this could happen. Well, I believe this could happen. Well, I work in this line of work, and if this gets shut down, you guys don't know how bad we got it. Like trucking. If trucking went down,
yes,
or the railroad
yes.
went down,
yes.
man, we're going to be hurt quick. But everything is on the table. Whatever can be attacked will be attacked. Whatever the terrorists or the foreign organization that is deploying them, like a China, like a Russia, like an Iran, or like a U.S. government who will hire them and bring them in here to hurt us as well. Don't ever think they won't do that. Operation Northwoods. But the thing is that they're going to hit what actually affects we the people, not the governments. The governments can go underground. All right. We the people are the desired result. So we always have to consider that you need to be able to self-rescue, self-sustain, work in a community. If you're going to go backpacking into the woods by yourself and live as a caveman, you better have every type of medical device and water purification you can think of, because an environment will kill you within a week. If you don't know what you're doing, maybe even just 2 or 3 days of exposure. But the thing about it is, while all this is going on, but you and I are both pastors. You've been one for longer than I have. But we're both men called by God to do this. I just have to ask, where are all the pastors at?
They're waiting for the rapture. You know, they're not excited. They're waiting for the rapture. That's the only answer I can give, because I know there's no other reason I can think of that they wouldn't be involved in trying to warn their people. You know, I say this all the time. I'm absolutely shocked, disgusted, and angry that the pastors in America today keep their people so ignorant on what's happening in the way of current events in the world, and not only here but worldwide, which is fulfilling prophecy, but they're as ignorant as they can be. We do know, and I tend to believe what he said, Dimitri Duman prophesied back in the 80s, 90s, that we were going to a civil war. And I do believe that the tension is already heading towards that way. I know people personally who are ready to arm themselves and go shoot these protesters. I'm not making this up. That would be
a
surefire instigator. It is.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
That's what these people want.
That's what they want.
That's the thing. Okay, they want you to slip up. I mean, like I said, they wanted us as cops to shoot them. I mean, I have every, under the full color of the law, when you apply deadly force to me, i.e. throwing a Molotov cocktail at me, I can kill you all day long for that. And the judge ain't going to bat an eye at it. But we, the police, at that point in time, even while they were throwing Molotov cocktails at us, were said, they told us, don't fire into a crowd of people. So if the guy's standing alone, can we shoot him? It'll look bad. Okay, can we shoot the bottle and at least catch himself on fire with it? What am I allowed to do? What's my left and right lateral? What's my rules of engagement? Oh, that's right. I'm just a number. I'm just a pig. I'm just a useless idiot. I'm just a jackbooted thug. I'm just a guy who's sent out here to help be involved in this bread and circus entertainment.
That's all. That's what it boiled down to. You already mentioned during the riots in 2020, whatever. that was all, again, instigated. But, Doug, the thing concerned me is this, and I'm on the kind of on the line here between the two things. I understand, and there's part of me wants to say, get the troops in there, get those people out of there, whatever it takes. Let's get this back to normal again. But that's exactly what people do when they're frightened. They'll do anything, get back to normal, no matter what they have to give up, no matter what freedoms they may lose. They don't really care because they're scared. Again, fear, confusion equals control. That is what we see happening right now. People are scared and angry. And I get that. I do get that. It's something that I think anyone with any sense at all can say, this is bothering me for what we see happening. And some people, like I said, have already told me they will go out there and shoot them without thinking about it. Now, this is what's happening in America.
So let me bring this up real quick before we go to a break. And I recently just did a little Bible study over Romans 13 because I know it's the average patriotic, God-fearing man's typically worst passage that they want to go over, submission to government. Let's go over this real quick, but let's have it as a view from God, not from man and his stupid opinions. Let every soul be subject to the governing of authorities. Why? Because God said so. Period. God establishes kingdoms, he establishes kings, and he establishes authorities and gives those authorities, regardless if you like that or not. For there is no authority except from God, the end of verse 1, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God, too. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. So, you have what the Constitution says, the letter of the law, and then you have what God says, which is the higher letter of the higher law. Trump and any other president, if you just go by Romans 13, will use any force deemed necessary to bring a resisting, rebellious, insurrectious crowd back into compliance. And here's why Christians should not be out here, because none of what we're about to read is a reflection of Christ in you, which God's just seen you. You should never be out here doing any of these things. And if so, there's a onesie or twosie as to maybe why. And we as men and as Christians, we really need to bite our tongues and get our ego out of the room for a second and circumspect this, all right? Let's listen. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil.
Yeah, that's the key right there. And when that flips over, things have to change. Folks, back to break with your phone calls, right, as always, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, I told you nice conversation. I'm going to get really in-depth and I think important. If you want to share your thoughts, please do so. We do want to hear from you. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Now, talking again to Pastor Doug Thornton, and we're talking about all kinds of topics and issues. But again, America had been turned into hell because America's forgotten God. Psalms 9:17 says so. And there comes a time in a nation when they cross a line that God will not heal that land again. Now, according to 2 Kings 24:4, it happened when Manasseh was in charge, when they started killing innocent blood in Jerusalem. God knows we killed millions upon millions of innocent children in our own nation, not to mention when you saw around the world in unjust wars. But the point is, the line in America, Sodom and Gomorrah crossed it. America has slaughtered children. We now have Sodom and Gomorrah's all over the country. We have the so-called gay rights activists polluting their children's brains, destroying their minds and souls. God sees this. A righteous God sees this. And it comes down to a decision we have to make personally. Each one of us has to make a decision personally. What are we going to do about that? Or how are we going to respond if we have to take a stand in a way that we may not want to? Now, these are all decisions we can't make maybe for every future event. But you need to have some plans put together. How are you going to defend yourself, provide for your family, when all this finally comes together? And folks, I think we are seeing the beginning of the Civil War that Dimitri Lubin prophesied. And Doug, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure we've already seen the beginning of World War III. In the Middle East and of course other places, but Middle East for sure. Go ahead.
I think we're close. America is a very unique country. We are a kingdom more powerful than Rome and more rich than any nation that has ever existed, with the most powerful nation's military that's ever existed and the most technology that has ever existed. And yet, we have every kind of heathenistic, paganistic, occult, demonic God-worshipping people also abiding in this nation.
Amen.
So
we do.
We've got a lot of sin. We've got a lot of sin. We have done everything horrific that the Canaanites did with children, and that Jerusalem, or the Jews, ended up doing the same thing, throwing their kids into the fires of Moloch and all that. So, you know, it's we've got sins to be called upon.
Well, we do.
That has been spilled will be avenged by God.
Very, very true. And our so-called legal system, lawful system, has defended these murderers and perverts. But again, I think we're seeing a war come into fruition, not only inside this country. You know, I'll get the phone calls in a minute, I promise. 717-300-1698. Demetri Dudeman also prophesied that when America is torn by civil war, is when nations on the outside, Russia, China, other nations, are going to attack America when she's at her weakest point. And it could happen. It could happen.
I believe it.
Divide and conquer has always been part of the plan. You know that.
Well, I mean, both the Democrats and the Republicans are lobbyists for China.
Oh, yes.
It's a game. The political system's a game. Let me finish up on this.
Yeah, go right ahead. Sure.
On Romans 13. Like I said, I know I'm going to upset a bunch of you brave heart men out there, but just hear me out for a second. Let me clear some muddy waters for you. All right. Go back to verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from them. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due. I know everybody is probably screaming inside their mind right now that I said that. Customs, to whom customs are due. Fear, to whom fear. Honor, to whom honor. Now, when do we not practice this anymore? When do we not practice something that we are told to do in God's holy writ? Anytime we go against the commandments of Jesus. Anytime we go against the commandments of Jesus. Because God would not write a commandment that would undoubtedly damn us. If all things are done for your good, even in Nazi Germany, and the outcome of that was horrifically scary, all things are done for your good. Your good may just be working on your testimony, right? So you got to think about this. When is it that the government's no longer there for me? Well, Manasseh. When Manasseh started killing innocent civilians, well, the people turned on him. He had civil war, right? It's the same thing for pretty much every dictator that's out there. They have turned on their people. God established that kingdom and that government and put that person in place regardless if you liked it or not. But when that person turns on their people, it may not happen today. It may not happen a year from now, but in God's due time, those people will suffer to be brought to what? Repentance and conviction of sins and turn back to God, and then he will restore them and tear down that leader. That's Bible. That's what happened throughout the Old Testament. And it's always about a conviction to sins, not a conviction to patriotism. We idolize this country and this flag to the point that we do not fear God as much as we do patriotism. So always take the ego out and put God in first. Always seek first the kingdom of God and try to understand this. The moment they turn their backs on God's ordinances and start coming against us, would you say we then would have a legal right by God's own ordinance that we can defend ourselves? We can remove the thorn on our side? If that is God's will, if that is God's intent. That's it,
see,
period.
This is a situation, and I have to say I don't agree a lot of your analysis on that prescription, but that's okay. We never agree on everything 100%. But the what we call our founding fathers hadn't suffered nearly as much as we have as a country before they said that's enough from a tyrant 3,000 miles away. And as Mel Gibson said in the movie, the Patriots said that we now have 3,000 tyrants within a mile of the place. So I know where you're coming from. I've stated this quite extensively also. And the rulers are here to reward those that are good. But when the good become enemies of the state, things have flipped around in the wrong direction. But I know where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying. I respect you for that. I really do. I don't agree with all that, but I respect you for that. Because Pastor Doug, I know you mean it from the bottom of your heart. Let's take a phone call. Let's speak to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. And I'm so sorry I didn't call you today.
No problem, Pastor Butch. I just wanted to praise and thank the Lord for Pastor Butch Paugh, who served in the U.S. Air Force in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, and his payback for that was getting doused with Agent Orange that messed up his pancreas. And I want to thank Pastor Doug Thornton for courageously serving in the U.S. Marine Corps in Iraq as a combat Marine, and for his distinguished service there and also working as a border guard. But I just wanted to thank Pastor Doug for having the training that he has for people on when to shoot, when not to shoot, you know, knowing what your target is, and again, knowing when to shoot and when not to shoot. It's very important. And he and a number of people have courses to prepare people for those situations where you need to know when to shoot and when not to shoot. So I want to thank Doug for his service in Iraq. I want to thank him for his service along the border. And I want to thank both of you very much for your courage and speaking out about the things that you speak out. But we need to be praying for one another. And we need to be getting ready for worst-case scenarios. I'll say this very quickly. During the Obama administration, they brought over a lot of Russian Spetsnaz to train them alongside our police, our military police, and to train alongside some of our military. And their Spetsnaz, and that these guys speak Nebraskan English and a bunch of other languages, thanks to being deployed under Obama with all of these police and military units. So we have to be very careful. There's a lot of people in the country that do not love America, that want to take America down, and we need to be prepared for that. And I just want to thank Pastor Doug for doing his part. And for the people that he works with on the seminars, and maybe Pastor Doug can mention some of the training that they do provide. And people, you need that type of training if you're going to be facing the bad guys. So thank you both very much for your service in the military. And Pastor Doug, thank you for everything that you do. God bless you both, gentlemen.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, too, my friend. Thank you so much. Yeah, don't forget to mention that the services that you offer to people to get them through maybe some hard times, okay? Let's take another call, and let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Doug. Hi, Gary. Doug, you know, I'm the one that was out there with the trying to stick up for the babies on the street. And we've talked before when you was on Butch's show. But anyways... you know, I talked to my wife. Right at the beginning of the year, and I says, you watch. By the middle of the year, this all this stuff is going to break out. Now I ain't no prophet, but I mean, it was very easy to see if you wanted to see it. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was boom. It was clear that that was going to happen. And, you know, I'm going to talk about some, too. All three of us have been in the military. Some of the worst duty that I ever had you know, was standing up, you know, against the people, you know, throwing rocks and everything else at you and ball bearings. And, man, I got hit with so many ball bearings that was breaking shield after shield after shield when I was in riot control, when I was in 82nd Airborne Division. And that's some of the most crummiest duty, because you really can't fight back, or you're not supposed to anyways. And although I did sometimes, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at that. But, you know, I've been talking about things like this for quite some time now, and I just want to say this. I read this before on the air, but this is so true. Most people know that this country is in disarray. And most of those people believe that someone should do something about it. However, I assure them that nothing will be done until you become the someone. So people, you got to get off your fourth point of contact. And paratroopers, you know what I'm talking about when I say that. You know, and get out there and start doing something. And prepare yourself for right now. And I advise everybody, if you ain't got a friend right now that you can confide with, you better find one. Because you're going to need just your next-door neighbor or somebody. You're going to have to get together, and you're going to have to feed one another if this keeps going. And so you need to do that. You can't do it by yourself. You can do whatever you want, but you need other people. And you need to pray together, and you need to pray together. Okay, and God will hear your prayers. And so, anyway, I'll let somebody else get on, and I thank you both very much for what you do, and God bless you, too, and keep you safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for being such a soldier for the unborn. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now, we'll get to the other call in a minute. Kevin, all of you, hang on. 717-300-1698. But hang on a second. Very quickly, Doug, tell them what you offer for people to help them maybe get through some tight spots.
Well, we offer tactical praying. So we obviously have our ministry-based stuff that we do online. Praise God. He has commanded us to move out to Tennessee to actually establish a church. So that's what we're in the process of doing here at the Homestead in Texas. But out there, mainly in Tennessee, is where we have our training compound, and we actually teach firearms training and tactics training. I give you the same type of tactics training that we learned in law enforcement and in the military, but we simplify it for the average man. We're not trying to make anybody into a bunch of Chuck Norrises out here, but the common sense goal is to get you to understand how to use your pistol or rifle correctly, how to work in teams, how to communicate in teams, how to deal with a hostile subject or possibly two or more, to always learn how to use situational awareness practically, not just theoretically. We teach you how to use all the gear that you buy. We train day and night, so we use flashlights. We'll use FLIR, thermal imaging. We use night vision. And in our course, it's a whole big establishment of it. It's scenario-based training, like what we get at the police academy before you graduate. And like before you go into a combat theater, you go to a place like for us in the Marine Corps is Mojave Viper. I don't know if they've changed it. It used to be CACS. It was Mojave Viper. But you would go through pre-deployment training. We'd go through all the different ranges of shooting, all the weapon systems. And then you would just deal with a simulated mock town and get used to talking to people. Scare the rookie out of you is what we used to say. Well, I do that with our shoot house and our role players. So we don't have paper targets. We have people, and you have to deal with them. And they'll have guns. They'll have knives. We use Hollywood-style props, so from bats, axes, knives, crowbars, you name it, bombs. We give you a variety of different things. This August, we actually have a carbine and pistol course, so you can find that at vindictasolutions.com. That's our website, VINDICTASolutions.com. And then in September, it's an all-women's course. So this has been very, very much requested. So we're putting on an all-women's course. It's starting to fill up, which is great. Praise God. And the goal is to get the ladies out there, the sisters, get them to have the ability to deal with a man. Because if you're out shopping, your husband ain't with you, who's coming to your aid? You better not count on the person next to you. Because all people do now is just videotape you. And as a cop, I'll tell you right now, I'm a second responder. The victim's a first responder. So we're going to give you some tactics, and we're going to let you demonstrate them. We're going to let you go through the motions. We're going to let you get into simulated gunfights, stabbings, kidnappings, active shooter events. And we're going to set you up for success by watching you fail over and over and over again until you start to get this right. Because if I cherry pick this, and you and I know this from the military, can you imagine if they literally set every skill building exercise in the military up for absolute success? We'd have a whole bunch of, you know, wusses, right? At least in the Marine Corps.
That's true.
Everything
That's
was meant
true.
To fail you. Everything was meant to fail you physically so that it will exhaust you mentally and build you up mentally and force you to find a new way to overcome and adapt and conquer. That's what we're going to do for you. We want to show you a different thing. This is what law enforcement officers are being trained, and this is why they're so successful in these types of violent encounters. I just always thought, why don't we ever train the civilian population like this? We don't want a bunch of victims every night on the TV. I don't. I want to see success. I want to see people say, I was able to defend myself or my neighbor and live to tell the tale. So that's what we do. If you're interested, please check out our training at VindictaSolutions.com.
And where do you do these trainings at?
Calico Plains, Tennessee.
Calico Plains, Tennessee. All right, folks, you heard that.
Yep.
Check it out. I mean that. I wish I could be there myself. I'm getting a little bit old to go through all that stuff, but I wish I could be there myself. Been a lot of years since I had any training like that. All right, let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, good. Have a wonderful broadcast tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
For whatever reason, I was trying to get to call in and didn't get through last week, Memorial Day week.
Okay.
And I want to just give a shout out to the survivors and participants in all the wars. And I guess I've talked with you a lot. I'm a combat medic from Nam. And
by the way, Kevin, what years were you there?
71. I was in I Corps, July, in Esau Valley.
Okay, I was there. Right, I left just you were coming in. Go ahead.
Yeah, we talked on that. Yeah. So. Anyway, I was an infantry medic in the mountains in I Corps. And I just like talking to you anytime, Pastor Butch.
Right back at you.
So thankful that your broadcast is still going. And it takes a lot to do it. I hope people are really keeping up with that, tithing. And, well, all the more, and I just kind of stumbling. I'm not really. Oh, while we were talking earlier about this, what's going on with these riots? I got into research, and this June 14th, there's nationwide every city, and they're going on right now in Columbus, Ohio. In Ohio, there's several already, but it's a No Kings.
Yes.
National protest. And every one of those Antichrist name it fags of every kind and every other degenerate has their place in it. And there are lists and lists on the internet. Go here, go there, go donate here. It's not going to be good.
No.
I loved hearing that man talk about the future in September and August for gun training, but we're going to have a lot to plow through.
I think you're right. Kevin, I hate to agree with you, but I have to. I think you're right. I think it's a lot closer than we can imagine. I pray that I'm wrong, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I hope someone else can come in and have something to say.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you.
To you and Todd. You and Todd, too.
Okay. All right. Todd heard that, I'm sure. All right, let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, Pastor Butch, I finally called in.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, you're part of the family. You're part of the family now, you know. Come right on in.
Yeah, I've been 30 years now. 30 wow. years ago, Dmitri Dudeman prophesied the destruction of this country.
Yes, he did.
And he didn't give a date or time. He gave a situation. He said, whenever the people start fighting against the government caused by the communists, while we were involved with all this internal problems, Russia, China, and other countries would launch an attack on this country. You know, it's so real, like it's ready to happen.
I agree. That's what he
said.
And
our only hope is the Lord above. If everybody listening to this program would start praying and asking the Lord for mercy and his help, maybe he might hear.
I agree. Repentance of what we've let happen and begging forgiveness and ask direction. I agree completely on that.
Yes. In the Old Testament, you know, when the people were overrun by different armies and different countries, the only thing that saved them is when they called upon the Lord.
Amen.
Matt, I hate to go.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. We're down the last minute. Thank you.
God bless you.
Doug, you got about 45 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Keep your eyes on the cross, man.
Amen.
Don't worry about tomorrow. We know what the Bible has told us. You work on your testimony today. Help who you can today. Love your neighbor, even your enemy, today. And always make sure, no matter what's going on, that people see Christ in you. The world's going to hate you. That's okay. Jesus told you that.
Yep.
You should be praising that the world hates you because of Christ and not embracing you because they see Satan. Remember this, my friends, all of those of you that are brothers and sisters in Christ. When you get to heaven, there are no more friendships in heaven. There's only kinships.
Amen.
Stay on the straight and narrow path.
Very good. Thank you, Doug, so much. I'll be in touch, my friend. Thank you.
Always, sir.
All right, folks. And we'll see you in the office tomorrow. Do call tomorrow. Talk to us. Help us if you can. Keep the lights on. We love you. I do mean that. Pray for one another. Please. And let's seek God's face for all things. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.